Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. This week, we are airing the second part of the CEF Steve Green concert that served as our annual fundraiser for the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Illinois. We hope you enjoyed listening to some highlights of the Steve Green concert and also our CEF ministry report that we shared that evening of the concert as well.
Have any of you ever heard that song? Let me see your hands. If some of you know it, okay. Well, you know it's Philippians 1:6, right? Oh, what a great promise that is. So would you sing that with us?
He who began a good work in you, he who began a good work in you, will be faithful to complete it. Started the work, will be faithful to complete it in you. He'll be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you.
The goodness class was what kept me. There was no church in the community. So I came to goodness class every Thursday. That's where I learned about God. And I gave my life to God because of goodness class.
The world today is full of adults just like Marisha, who first met the Lord at a good news club. And those adults are making the world a better place. There are 2,900 staff members and thousands of volunteers worldwide that make this ministry possible. In 2014, we began work in our 190th country. And perhaps most exciting of all, we are currently reaching over 15 million children annually with the gospel of Christ.
CEF has had a same mission statement for 77 years and has been unchanged, and that is to evangelize the unchurched children of the world, disciple them in the Word of God, and if at all possible, establish them in a local Bible-believing church.
And it's working. As children encounter the good news of Christ, their eyes are open to a world of hope and possibility that they could not imagine apart from Christ.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is designed for children. That's the whole plan of salvation. It's not for the learned. It's not for the educated. It's not for the smart people. It's for a little child. When I realize that children can come to a saving knowledge of Christ just like that, they're wide awake. They're open to the gospel. They can understand it. It was designed for them. Therefore, it's the most fruitful, most productive, most cost-effective ministry in all the world. And that's why I'm giving my life to reaching boys and girls worldwide.
Children ministry is the most forsaken ministry, and yet it's very fruitful, very fruitful. And I don't know why people forsake it, very fruitful.
God has done great things through the ministry of CEF, and we believe He plans to do even greater things in the future. 100 million children, that's our goal. We want to expand the reach of this successful ministry model to reach 100 million children each year. With your help, we believe it is possible.
100 million children, we take the gospel to them and present it to them so they can hear for the first time the good news that Jesus Christ forgives sin and comes into their life and lives with them. That's our goal, that's our objective. Every child, every nation, every day.
Good evening. Have you been enjoying the concert tonight with Steve Green?
Well, my name is Katrina, and I serve as the state director for CEF of Illinois, but I wanted to start with showing you that video because a lot of times you might think that CEF is just a local ministry here in Illinois, but that's not true. It is a worldwide global ministry, and in fact, since that video was made, just like 2 years ago, we have now added, we're now in 194 countries around the world, reaching almost 20 million children, 19.9 million children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our leadership of CEF underneath President Reese Kaufman, their goal is to have an established ministry of CEF in every country of the world by 2017. So we just praise the Lord for what he's doing through the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship worldwide. But at the same time that CEF is not just out there over there, it's a ministry right here, a local ministry right here in Illinois. It's established in every state in the United States. And for example, I grew up in Ohio, and I started attending a CEF Good News Club when I was 3 years of age. And my mom was a CEF volunteer, and she's still a volunteer over there in Northwest Ohio. But Illinois is such a very special state. It's actually the launching state where Child Evangelism Fellowship began. In 1937, by the Reverend Jesse Overholtzer, who had a vision for a non-denominational children's ministry that would be around the world reaching boys and girls for Christ. And that's exactly what has happened. You know, and CEF here in Illinois, we have such a rich history. I remember when I first came here as a state director in 2000, I heard these stories, like, for example, how, like, when the ministry in Rockford in Illinois was just beginning, it was the same year, actually the same month, when the bombs were dropping over Pearl Harbor in 1941. And that very month, the children were gathering in homes when all that was going on in our country, and they were coming to Good News Clubs in Rockford, Illinois, to hear the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, our ministry, we now have 26 full-time and part-time ministry staff. They're serving in 6 local chapter areas all throughout Illinois, and also including Camp Good News, which is just right across the river here in Washington, Illinois, and our state office is right here in Peoria, Illinois. And also, we're just so excited in our state board. We're so excited to see how God has been expanding our ministry. We just started a brand new CEF local chapter in Carbondale, Illinois, and we just formed a local board down there, and the Lord just this past year has brought in some additional missionaries, not only for Carbondale, but also for the Gateway area. That's our next ministry that we want to start over there, the St. Louis side, the Illinois side, and also the Springfield area. God is doing some amazing things, and we just praise him for what he has done. Just this past ministry year, last year, we reached through all of our ministries combined for CEF of Illinois in our whole state, 8,665 children. But the best news and the most important number to remember is 680. 680 children made a personal profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we just praise the Lord for what he has done. Just this past week, someone stopped by our state office that we have here in Peoria, and they came in to buy tickets for the Steve Green concert, and they said, so what is it the CEF does, and what are some of your programs that we have? Well, we have a lot of programs that we have in ministry outreaches. It's all about sharing the good news of the gospel with the children. But just a few that I wanted to highlight tonight. First of all is our Good News Club ministry, which is our main bread and butter. It's our Good News Club ministry that we have during the school year from September through May. And last year, we ended up with 89 weekly Good News Clubs, weekly Bible clubs that met throughout the school year. But I'm really excited about this next one, that 77 of those 89 Good News Clubs are in the public elementary school, after school, all over the state of Illinois. And we just praise the Lord for this open door. And some of those children that you saw tonight are in partnership with Grace Presbyterian Church, and they represent 4 different Good News Clubs right here in this local area. Yes, we just praise the Lord for that. Another one of our main ministries is our summertime ministry, which is called 5-Day Clubs. And I don't know if you've ever heard of a 5-Day Club before. You might call it like a backyard Bible club, but it's equivalent to a vacation Bible school. We train young people, high school through college age. We had 63 summer missionaries that came together for a 2-week training school in the first 2 weeks in June, and we trained them, equipped them, and poured into them, our staff did, and then we sent them out all throughout the state, either serving at Camp Good News or teaching these 5-day clubs, and these summer missionaries, they taught 150 week-long 5-day clubs all summer long, reaching almost 4,000 children with the gospel just through the 5-Day Club ministry. The other thing that I wanted to mention to you too is that we are so blessed here in Illinois to have an additional ministry tool that a lot of states in CEF do not have. We have our own camp ministry called Camp Good News. How many of you ever heard of Camp Good News before? Yes, let's hear for Camp Good News. And this year is a very special year. I don't know if you knew it or not, but it's our 60th anniversary. And a lot of you here tonight have had an integral part of that. We just praise the Lord for all the years. And maybe some of you, you have sent your children to Camp Good News. Maybe even some of you even went to Camp Good News when you were a child. I don't know. But we just also are looking forward to the ministry that we have in the future through the additional camp ministry tool of deepening the children's walk with the Lord. There's one more ministry that I just wanted to share with you briefly, and it's new. As of this year, it's called Christmas Across America. You know, there's a lot of children growing up in our country, in our culture. They don't have a clue what Christmas is all about. They don't understand that Christmas is about that our Savior has come, and He has come to save us of our sins, and they don't even know that message. I mean, a lot of children, when you start telling them about the basic truths of the gospel, they don't even know what the word sin means, and they don't understand even who Jesus really is, that He's a Son of God to come to save them from their sins. And so what we're doing is right now we're scheduling Christmas party clubs all throughout the United States, but here in Illinois, we're scheduling up and down and all around, and we would love to talk to you about it because CEFUSA is going to provide everything that you or your church needs to have a Christmas party club outreach, and the whole goal of it is to share the good news of Jesus Christ with children, especially unchurched children who need to hear the gospel. But you know, in everything that we do, we want to honor the Lord, want to be faithful to doing what He has called us to do, but we also want especially to invite the children to come and hear God's word, to hear a clear presentation of the gospel, and all by God's plan and all by God's will, that maybe some of those children and many of those children, that they will come and trust in Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we just wanted tonight to be a celebration of praise to our God, a celebration of the good news of the gospel message, because the gospel is for all of us, including the children. Let the children come.
You're listening to excerpts from our recent Child Evangelism Fellowship Steve Green concert. It was a wonderful evening, a celebration of praise to the Lord for who He is and for all that He has done. Steve Green closed out the second half of the concert by singing completely a cappella the hymn written by Martin Luther, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Let's listen in as Steve Green sings the last verse.
That what above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through Him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever and
that's the whole story, beginning to end. And all the glory for our King. All right. Hey, stand, keep standing if you would, and let's close with this chorus that the kids sang earlier. And kids, if you're still in here with us, I see some of you are. You kind of help us and lift your voices up a little bit higher, okay? And let's sing this promise again from John 3:16. Sing.
God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations as we seek to share that simple message, the gospel, to the next generation of children, for God so loved the world.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
So please tell me.